A good example of what I have just said is the custom, now followed by your favorites, of shaving the beard and mustache. You should know that in past epochs, these terrestrial professional actors always had to go about during the process of their ordinary existence with mustaches and beards shaved off. And they had to shave off these expressors of their masculinity and activity, first of all, because constantly playing the roles of other beings, they often had to change their appearance, putting suitable makeup on their faces and wearing wigs and false mustaches and beards, which they could not possibly have done with their own beards and mustaches. And second, because the ordinary beings of all the former communities there, considering such actors dirty and a harmful influence, and fearing they might not recognize them if they chanced to meet them in ordinary conditions of existence and might inadvertently touch them, promulgated everywhere a strict ordinance requiring professional actors always to shave off their mustaches and beards in order to be unmistakable for other beings. While explaining to you the origin of this custom among actors of shaving their mustaches and beards, I recalled a very sensible measure of justice employed by the three-brained beings of the epoch of the Tikliamishian civilization, also connected with the shaving of hair, but in this case, with the hair growing on the heads of beings. A law was then established and strictly enforced, which decreed that those petty criminals who, after trial by seven elderly beings of the given district, had been found guilty of some immorality or crime belonging to one of four previously established categories, the sort of criminals with whom all their prisons are usually crammed today, had always to go about everywhere for a definite term with one of four sides of their heads shaven. And furthermore, any such convicted being was obliged to uncover his head whenever he met or spoke with others. It is interesting to note that there then existed another law comparable to the one about shaving the head in regard to the immoral behavior of women. In regard to the women, a decree existed that was also very strictly enforced, subject in this instance to the jurisdiction of seven elderly local women who had earned respect by their previous conduct. And the penalties for women applied to four manifestations that were then considered as the greatest laxity and immorality. For instance, if all the neighbors noticed that some woman had behaved negligently and without due regard to her family duties, and if the seven elderly women confirmed it, then, according to this law, for a definite time, wherever she went, she had to appear with painted lips. And if various women noticed that she had begun to manifest a weakening of her maternal instinct toward her children, she was condemned, according to this law, to go about everywhere, also for a definite term, with the left half of her face made up and painted white and red. And if, following the same procedure, it was established that a woman manifested an inclination to avert the possibility of conceiving a new being for the prolongation of her species, she was condemned to appear before others with her face made up and also painted white and red, but this time only on the right half. And as for a woman who attempted to violate her chief wifely duty, that is, who deceived or even had the intention of deceiving her legal husband, or who attempted to destroy a new being conceived in her, she was obliged by the same procedure, and also for a definite term, to go about everywhere, made up and painted white and red, this time over the whole of her face.